Now on The Pulse, useful and healthy information for you and your family. It's Northeast Delta Dental Radio with Tom Raffio and the Northeast Delta Dental Team.
Welcome to Northeast Delta Dental Radio. I'm Tom Raffio for Northeast Delta Dental Radio, and I'm also the head coach of the dental insurance company known as Northeast Delta Dental. Well, depending on when you listen to this, it's either New Year's Eve, Saturday, December 31st, or New Year's Day, January 1st, 2017. Where did 2016 go? Now I sound like my parents and grandparents, but 2016 definitely flew by. So anyway, everybody should be safe out there tonight, December 31st, if you're listening to this. And if it's January 1st, don't forget, we have the Millennium Mile Road Race in Londonderry on January 1st. So I hope to see all my running friends there. And again, a big shout out to all my running friends who participated in the Arthritis Jingle Bell Runs, the last one being a couple weeks ago at Runlet in the sort of rain and post-snowstorm. And then we also had runs in Portsmouth and in Freeport, Maine. So we raised close to $100,000 for R&D research related to arthritis. And what people don't realize is that more people, more youth are affected actually by juvenile arthritis than juvenile diabetes. And we were fortunate both at the Portsmouth run and the run in Concord to having two youth honorees who really stepped out of their comfort zone and really talked about their experience of living with juvenile arthritis. Last week's show, we had Lorraine Durave, who is an employee colleague of mine, and she was talking about Operation Santa Claus. And of course, it's too late for this year, but I encourage employers that have not get involved with Operation Santa to please do. It's a program that's been up and running since 1960. Really to help children in need during the holidays, and now provides gifts to more than 3,000 New Hampshire children over the holidays. And if you are interested in that, thinking ahead to the holiday season of 2017, please call 271-6530 or facebook.com/Operation Santa Claus New Hampshire. But this weekend, December 31st and January 1st, Jean Jaralskis, who's the executive director of the McCollop Shepherd Discovery Center, is with me. Jeannie, thank you for joining me this weekend. You know, we are neighbors, both where we live and where we work, but geez, to spend, New Year's Eve with me, that's pretty awesome.
Well, I love holidays, and New Year's Eve and New Year's Day are just a wonderful, fresh start for the world.
Perfect. And of course, We go way back. Because how long now have you been at the Discovery Center?
Oh boy, this January it'll be 19 years.
I was going to say it's going on to 20 years because I've been. I'll be here in New Hampshire 23 years in June, and one of the first things we did was recruit you from Alaska. So tell, whenever I have you on, people want to hear that story again. So tell us how you made it from Alaska to New Hampshire.
Well, my son was 12, and it was getting to the time when he'd be going to middle school. And the elementary schools in Ketchikan were wonderful, but a lot of the high school kids just didn't go on to college, and I wanted to bring him to a place that just lived and breathed education. And I thought New England was the right place for that. So I looked for work and saw this wonderful job coming up at what was then the Christa McAuliffe Planetarium. So Tom was on the committee. Tom, you remember you were just right there.
You definitely killed the interview. So, and here you are almost 20 years later doing such a great job. And you've seen the evolution from the McAuliffe to McAuliffe Shepherd Discovery Center. And it's and you'll have to explain how the governance has changed as well, but also the exciting things. But let's start with 2016 year in review. Let's talk about your visitors, the number of visits, and what all the educational initiatives. Because with my hat on as chair of the State Board of Education, this to me is really the real life learning that we're talking about.
Well, thank you. 2016 has been a wonderful year. It was really a building year for us because, as you mentioned, we've had three different incarnations just since I've been on board. We started as the planetarium. We became a museum, a full-service science museum. And then we left the state in 2013 and started our nonprofit. So we concluded our fourth successful year, a very great building year. And we have a new board. We have someone who people in town may know as an attorney, Paul Burkett, but he's also a former nuclear submarine officer. So that guy knows how to work under pressure and get things done.
Well, I never knew that about Paul. Wow, that's terrific.
Yeah, and then Laura Provo is a partner with Altus Investments, financial advisor, and our treasurer is a CPA, Trish Boucher, with Nathan Wexler and Company, and a manager over there. And then we have a new board member, Steve Lundquist, who is with Elbit Systems of America, which is formerly known as Colesman. So that's an aerospace company. And so we've got a great team of leaders. We've got wonderful board members. And working with them next year, I'm really looking forward to that. And we have a good base because this 2016, we had an 18% increase over the number of people who walked through our doors in 2015. And then when you add in the number of people that we took our portable planetarium out to or our telescopes, we had a 24% increase over the prior year. So we're headed in the right direction. And some of the things I think that contributed to that increase were our very interactive STEM exhibits. And that's for most everyone knows. But
science, technology, engineering, and math. If you want to put the A in there, we'll call it STEAM, too. That's awesome. Of course, as everybody knows, the governor's task force, there was a governor's task force on STEM. And it's really great to see that you've taken the bull by the horns on this.
So we started off the year with an exhibit on physics for younger kids called Roll, Drop, Bounce, where they could totally move into testing out all sorts of physical principles. Then we had a summer exhibit called Eat Well, Play Well, which was focused on nutrition, which isn't our exact sweet spot. We usually focus on astronomy, aviation, earth, and space science, but we just felt that it was really important to get kids outside playing, and we wanted them to be eating the right food so that they could play well. And then we have just been so lucky. NASA has an exhibit on the Hubble Space Telescope, New Views of the Universe, taking a look at 27 years of Hubble space exploration and all the amazing science we've learned through having this deployed. And luckily, we'll still have this exhibit for 8 more days. It's up through January 8th. So come on by.
Let's talk about that. So if you're listening to this and it's December 31st and January 1st, what are the office hours if people drop by?
Well, office hours, we're there 7 days a week. We're open to the public Friday, Saturday, and Sunday from 10:30 a.m. to 4 p.m. We're open on Martin Luther King Day. And then for February vacation, April vacation, and the summer, we're open 7 days a week. And then the last week in between Christmas and New Year's, we'll be open 7 days a week as well.
And your website is starhop.com?
Yes.
That's a nifty name. Do you think of that?
No, Joni Vedder did.
Oh, good. Joni did
many
that.
Many years ago.
Awesome. So starhop.com. And of course, you were talking about now being broken off from the state, and so fundraising is important. So tell us how you would become a member and tickets and so on and so forth.
Sure. Well, it's very easy. You can do it online if you like. If you go to starhop.com, if you're feeling generous, which the most generous day of the year in America is December 31st, but January 1, that's a great way to start off your New Year's giving. You can go to starhop.com/donate and donate right online. Or if you want to become part of the family as a member, you just go to starhop.com/member and you can sign up right there.
And Gene, if I've stimulated a CEO or other business leader that wants to become a sponsor of one of the shows or just in general, how would that work?
Oh, get in touch with me. Gene Juralskis, you can call me. The Discovery Center's phone number is 603-271-7827. And then if you want to get my direct line to talk to me about a potential gift, my extension is 120. Or if you can spell in Lithuanian, you can type out my name for an email. And that's jgerulskis@starhop.com. J-G-E-R-U-L-S-K-I-S at S-T-A-R-H-O-P.com.
You always put a smile on my face. So tell us about some of the planetarium shows and some of the old favorites as well as the new ones that happened in 2016.
Well, our old favorite, that's the standard planetarium show that's actually everyone's favorite, is Tonight's Sky. And that's a show where we look at what's up in the sky tonight. Were you to step outside and in the sky, were the sky clear? What stars would you see? What constellations? What planets? What potential comets or other cool things you might see up in the sky? And so we update that show continuously to make sure that we're telling people something that they can use right that night. So we've had that show for years. Our old system had a database of 3,000 stars, but our database now encompasses 110,000 stars and celestial objects. So it's we can see way far out to the ends of the known universe with that show. And then we also have other shows that people love, like black holes and extreme planets, ice worlds, impact Earth, sunstruck. We have a great stable of shows. And then this year, we managed to bring in three brand new shows. They include From Earth to the Universe, The Little Star That Could, and then we've just opened up Space School in November, and that's a show that was shot primarily underwater. It's all about how astronauts train to work in space.
Awesome. Now, you know, the warm spot I have for your organization is not only that, you know, we recruited you, and here you are two decades later, but when I was being recruited to come to New Hampshire in the mid-90s, they took me to a planetarium show, which impressed me, and so I like the fact the way you described the old time favorite, the Tonight Sky. Before a commercial break, could you talk about when we had astronaut Williams here and I met her, and that was just a really cool day. So tell us about that aerospace festival.
Yeah, the first Saturday of the month every year, we have an aerospace festival for families. We invite all kinds of other New England science and engineering organizations to come play with us. So they set up little stations where kids and families can engage in a number of science and engineering activities. And then we have a keynote speaker. And this year, we managed to get a woman who was just an amazing person. She has been on the space shuttle. She's been on the International Space Station. And she ran the Boston Marathon from space on the International Space Station.
Sunita Williams, awesome. Okay, we'll return with Gene Jurolskis after commercial break. Please stay tuned. Welcome back to Northeast Delta Dental Radio. Tom Raffio for Northeast Delta Dental Radio. And here we are December 31st and also January 1st, depending on when you're listening to this. And again, a great year, 2016. I want to thank again all my running friends for supporting all of the races that they participated in. And most of those races raised money for great organizations, such as the most recent races that we did, raising money for the arthritis Foundation. This weekend with me is Gene Jurolskis, who's the executive director of the McCullough Shepherd Discovery Center, and we were reviewing 2016. And one of the things, Gene, as you know, one of the things I'm really into is veterans. I mean, we're spending a lot of time and effort to make sure that veterans are there, or health care is being taken care of. But you also do something special for our veterans. Tell us about that.
Sure. Every Veterans Day, we really look forward to seeing our veterans, and with support from Northeast Delta Dental, we were able to extend free admission both to veterans and to active duty military and their families. So we had a variety of activities on Veterans Day. It was just great. I brought in things from my father had given me from his service in the Pacific Theater in World War II. And I had some wonderful conversations with veterans about their time serving in the Gulf Wars or in Afghanistan, in Korea and Vietnam, and in the European and Pacific Theater in World War II. So it was a wonderful day. And while I was speaking with veterans, kids of military families were making little helicopters and dropping them down from our mezzanine balcony, and we also had kids making planets out of Play-Doh, and it was just a really wonderful day.
Yeah, sounds like a real compelling day. And before we get into 2017 and what's in store, again, the Jeannie's website, starhop.com, and the phone number is 271-7827. And really, we need a membership. We'd like to get corporations, you know, to sponsor. And I also want to put a shout out. I was really glad on the wellness nutrition angle. I think one of the things I know I struggle with my work with the State Board of Education, there's so many requirements and so much, you know, technology. We still need to get our children out there and doing physical activity. So I'm really happy that you've incorporated that component. So thank you.
Thank you. And yeah, even in our, we have started our first ever after school program for middle schoolers. It's a science and engineering club. And those kids are building amazing things in the workshops, but they're also climbing up on ladders, and they develop these experiments that they have to drop from ladders, and they have to climb, and they have to move around a lot, because that's really important to us too, to get kids in motion.
That's awesome, and I'm really glad, again, as chair of the State Board of Ed, to see all the real-world learning that's going on, because this is where it's at. You know, organizations, you know, like the Shepherd Discovery Center is really where a lot of the 21st century learning is going to take place. So, again, the website is starhop.com, so we want to get some more membership, we want to get more corporations to sponsor, but talk about 2017. We have so much to look forward to, so you probably could take a half hour on this, but try it in 8 minutes.
All right, I'll do my best. Well, when we were talking about our hours, one of the things I didn't mention is the first Friday of every month we're open, and that's a wonderful night. As long as it's clear outside, we've got volunteers from the New Hampshire Astronomical Society outside. They set up their telescopes, and anyone can walk by and see the rings of Saturn or see the Ring Nebula. It's just wonderful. And so outside, we've got sky observing. Inside, we have special teen workshops, and we have a planetarium show, and then a talk from a special guest. So coming right up January 6th, we've got Willow Green, who's Abenaki, and she's going to be talking about some Native American stories of the sky, while our teen workshop will be all about kids using the telescopes and observing. And then in February 3rd, we'll be doing meteors, comets, and asteroids with our former education director, Dave McDonald, who's coming down from the Lakes region specially to talk about all the things that we have to be careful of. And if you want to know more about that, we're going to be opening up a new exhibit after we close out the Hubble.
Goes through January 8th, correct?
Yes, yes. Great Balls of Fire is our next upcoming exhibit. It was put together by the Space Science Institute in Boulder, and it's all about meteorites, asteroids, comets, things that go streaking across the sky in a beautiful blaze, and you don't want them to hit you, because look at what happened to the dinosaurs.
There you go. And I'm definitely going to go to this show, because, of course, with Dancing with the Stars last January, I danced to Great Balls of Fire. So.
Oh, perfect.
So I've got to hit this show. So, tell me about the Boulder connection.
Well, the Space Science Institute in Boulder. Boulder is a wonderful place. It is very active in the scientific community, and there's a major weather center there. They're doing a lot of studies on climate change, and they every other year the New Hampshire Space Grant Consortium funds someone from the Discovery Center to go to the Association of Science and Technology Center's annual meeting, where I have met people from scientists from the Space Science Institute year after year. And for years, I've been wanting to bring one of their exhibits here. And this is the year. We've had some very wonderful donors and members that have helped us get to the point where we're able to bring some major astronomical exhibits here. We're still looking for a few sponsors, so anyway.
There you go. So, yeah. Okay, starhop.com or call Jeannie at 271-7827. We need some corporate sponsors for that. So tell us about the Take Flight shows.
Yeah, well, the other thing, we've got some pilots on our board who keep saying, aviation's in the mix. Where's your aviation exhibits? And so the Crusader jet is just not enough for them. They want to inspire the next generation to learn to fly or to learn to do math and science, technology, through something exciting like looking at aviation. So we're bringing in an exhibit on aviation called Take Flight, which is a highly interactive exhibit, which you can tell from the museum that developed it is called the Science Works Hands-On Museum. So this will be an active, engaging exhibit. And it just so happens at the same time that we found a planetarium show called Take Flight. And it's not associated with the Take Flight exhibit, but it's our first planetarium show on aviation. So we're pretty excited about that.
Awesome. Tell us about Dynamic Earth.
And Dynamic Earth.
Because that's during February school vacation.
Yep, there. We're kicking off February school vacation with a new planetarium show called Dynamic Earth, all about our planet not being boring. We've got tectonic plates that bump up against each other and create mountains. We have earthquakes. We have volcanoes. The Earth is constantly changing. And so Dynamic Earth is a roller coaster ride through all the science of our planet.
Okay, you are so busy. Now tell us about all the after-school's work in the various field trips.
Sure. Well, we've got one thing I forgot to mention when we were talking earlier, Tom, is our summer camps. We have STEM summer camps that run from the last week of June through the first week of August. And this past year, we had probably about 60% more participation than we did the year before. And we're hoping to do that again this summer. We've got some great workshops on robotics and 3D printing and design and aviation and rocketry. So that's going to be really fun. We're doing workshops during our Christmas breaks every year. Now we just started that in 2015. And then what else was I going to tell you? Oh, we started a science and engineering club with a lot of help from Raytheon engineers. In fact, there was a Raytheon engineer named Ken Levinson from Northwood, New Hampshire, who helped us get this started. So not only is Raytheon supporting our after-school program for middle schoolers, but Raytheon engineers come every week and work with the kids. So it's really exciting, and we're hoping we're going to continue it through the end of the school year, and then we're hoping to do it again in fall, starting in October of 2017, and maybe even expand it. So we'll see how that goes.
You're bringing a huge smile to my face, all this interface with schools and stuff. So I know you had over 10,000 school field trip students in 2016. So if I'm a school that hasn't come to the Discovery Center on a field trip, do I just contact you to make that
happen? Yeah, well, you contact Sherry Moore. So same phone number, 603-271-7827, but the extension is 102. And you ask for Sherry, and she will make you a reservation at the time of your choosing. We usually have schools come in Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. And they can choose a planetarium show, they can choose an exhibit-centered experience, or they can choose a fine blend of the two. We have all kinds of great activities, and we have kids from pre-kindergarten straight through 12th grade, and then we also do some college astronomy classes.
Wow. You're amazing. Tell us, touch on the STEM breakfast again, and then I'm going to put an appeal for the community support.
Great. Well, 2 years ago, I think we talked a bit about it. We wanted to do a STEM breakfast, but we were still in very much a building mode. And this is the year. We're going into our fifth year, and this is the year we are going to have a STEM breakfast. And we're going to start working on it in February, and we would really like to have help from the community. We would like to have some community members actively involved in helping us put together this breakfast, where we talk about the best way to get young people excited and competent in STEM fields.
And as everybody knows, science, technology, engineering, math, and if you want to put the A in there, STEAM, that we had the governor's task force, and there's a number of things, a number of initiatives, and this fits perfectly in this. So we need the community's support, so I urge you to respond to annual appeals that you get from Genie. Go on starhop.com to donate, become a member. We do want to thank, there's a number of sponsors, won't have time to name all of them, but obviously New Hampshire Charitable Fund, Associated Grocers of New England, Cross Insurance, Rath Young, Concord Nissan, Delta Dental, Hanover Insurance, Bigelow and Company, LaValle Oil. There's a number of sponsors which you can get on the website. But Jeannie, this is a gem in New Hampshire, and given that you are a standalone not-for-profit, it's so important that we get this type of financial sponsorship, because tickets don't pay for all of this, correct?
No, and in fact, they probably pay for half the cost of what it costs for us to serve the people that come through the door. So we are 100% self-supported. We really need the community support. Self-supporting mean all the people that contribute, both through coming to visit, joining as members, sponsoring our exhibits, just seeing what's in their pocket and putting it in our donation box, or writing generous checks.
Perfect. And if you haven't been there in a while, I encourage you to go. This is much better than just going on your desktop and going on the internet. You've got to get there. So starhop.com. Jeannie, thank you for joining me this weekend. I know you're really busy. Good luck with the performances and shows through the holidays. And I appreciate your passion and your leadership that you've brought to New Hampshire. And may you have another two decades here with me. How's that?
That sounds awesome.
All right. Tom Raffi will return next weekend with more of Northeast Delta Dental Radio.